This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon young diplomats to build strong grassroots-level engagement in the countries of posting and deepen India's connection with local communities. Interacting with the officer trainees of the 2025 batch of Indian Foreign Service, IFS, at Seva Tirth, Mr. Modi encouraged the officer trainees to expand their networks beyond traditional diplomatic circles and deepen engagement with people. Mr. Modi encouraged the officer trainees to combine India's civilizational strengths with technology, innovation, and effective communication to further strengthen India's global engagement. The Prime Minister also called upon the officer trainees to serve as catalytic agents for the country's economic engagement with the world. UNO Minister Amit Shah has directed all agencies to take strict measures against infiltration. Inaugurating the 9th National Security Strategies Conference 2026 in New Delhi, Mr. Shah directed that an AI-based analysis of information available on multi-agency center MSC platforms should be done to create SOPs to counter various national security challenges. To effectively tackle terrorism and radicalization, Mr. Shah emphasized training for implementation of the Home Ministry's Prahar scheme, expediting trials by bringing back fugitives and utilizing trial and absentia provisions, and undertaking a comprehensive and integrated approach while investigating UAPA cases. The Unified Payments Interface, UPI, has completed 10 years of transforming digital payments and has emerged as a backbone of India's digital payments ecosystem. The UPI, which was launched on 25th of August 2016, has surged almost 13,000-fold in transaction volume. We have more from a correspondent.
The Finance Ministry said that the annual transaction volume expanded from just 1.78 crore transactions in 2016-17 to over 24,162 crore transactions in 2025-26. The Ministry said that UPI has also emerged as a global platform for cross-border digital payments and is currently operational in 11 countries. UPI has emerged as one of the most successful pillars of India's digital public infrastructure, providing an interoperable real-time payment platform. Vishal Kumar, Akashvani, New Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the decade-long success of Service of Unified Payment Interface. In a social media post, Mr. Modi marked UPI as a major turning point in India's digital payments journey. Calling the countrymen to share the UPI experience, he stated that the sheer scale and reach of UPI is something every Indian must be proud of. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will hold 25th round of special representative talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on India-China boundary issue in Beijing today. The two leaders will have an in-depth discussion on the boundary question as well as other bilateral regional and international issues. Mr. Doval will also call on China's Vice President Han Zheng during his visit. The National Security Advisor arrived in Beijing yesterday on a two-day visit to China. The government has lifted export restrictions on wheat flour and related products, opening the way for overseas shipments of atta, maida, semolina and other wheat-based products. According to the notification issued by the Director General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, the government has amended the export policy for wheat flour and related products with immediate effect. In a separate notification issued by DGFT, the government has also changed the export policy for specified wheat and durum wheat categories from prohibited to free. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh today. The Met Department has forecast heavy rainfall of Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Maharashtra, Vidarbh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Northeast India, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Coastal Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe. In men's cricket, Sri Lanka to resume the first innings of the third day score of 70 for 3 when reports last came in. India declared the first innings at 503 for 9 against host Sri Lanka yesterday. Meanwhile, the series already tilted 1-0 in India's favour. The visitors have strengthened their position with a commanding total. And that is the end of this news bulletin.